Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's him. Yeah, that's the one and only. Is that Cream? I think that's Cream. Isn't that who that is? Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Eric is the man we're talking about here. Eric Clapton. That was his song, Crossroads. SmallBusinessAdvocate.com and AgeOfTheCustomer.com. Those are my two websites. The last one was for my new book, The Age of the Customer. We're having a great visit with Dr. Rob Grady. G-R-E-D-E is his is how you spell his last name. He's the author of The Naked Marketing, of Naked Marketing, The Bare Essentials, which is a bestseller. And we're talking about this iceberg. You know, Rob, I keep calling it an iceberg. What do you think about that analogy?
Not bad at all. That's exactly what that is, because you're only looking at 4% of the people who have the same problem.
Why is it that when somebody complains, we go, oh, no, not another complaint? I mean, you've done this before. You've walked into a business and have a problem, and it's almost like, I don't want to see you. I don't want you to come in here. Why are you doing this to me? But how often, even if they take care of your problem, how often do you feel when you have a complaint, how often do you feel like that they're so happy that you came and told them that? You almost never get that, do you?
You know, it depends, Jim, on the professionalism of that company. If they are very, very well informed about this iceberg issue we just talked about, only 4% of people complain. Mm-hmm. They recognize it.
Folks, really, this is extensive research that shows that only a teeny tiny little tip of the people who are unhappy actually say anything.
That's correct. Only 4%. And it's across almost all industries.
Yeah.
So
it's a human thing.
The secret is how to solve it.
Right, right. So the point, though, Rob, is you're not going to ever stop complaints. I mean, you're not going to ever stop poor performance, because something is going to happen. You know, the steak's going to get burned, the delivery truck's going to be late, the product's going to get back ordered. I mean, there's always going to be something. The question is not whether you have issues. The question is how you respond to those issues, right?
How do you solve them? Exactly. You can turn that complainer into a brand loyal customer.
Mm-hmm.
And I talk about the details in Naked Marketing, but let me just give you an example. One of the biggest, most important industries where word of mouth is extremely important is the restaurant industry. If you have a bad experience at a restaurant, you tell your friends are not going to want to go to that restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So restaurants recognize that, which is why constantly when you're eating, the waiter or waitress will come over and say, hey, how is everything? And interestingly enough, according to the National Restaurant Association, only 4% of people who have a problem.
I have been sitting there with something I wasn't happy with, and they said, "How is everything going?" And I have said, "We're fine, no problem." Something like that.
Yeah, and your business.
Even though it wasn't.
So the secret to solving those is what Nordstrom, the department store people, first wrote down and called it the three R's: recognition, remedy, and reinforcement.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing is the waiter's got to say, oh, I'm sorry, your steak is too tough or it's burnt or whatever. I can understand why that would be a problem. The second part is the remedy. Let me take that away and I'll get you another. Or if you'd rather not wait, how about a nice serving of lasagna, or I can get you a salad or something that's already prepared. And the third thing is the reinforcement of that solution. Hey, there's no charge for your meal. In addition, here's a nice certificate for $20, or here's a free bottle of wine for your table, or a free dessert or something like that. All of those kinds of things are the reinforcement of the solution. If you follow those three R's, the chances are that the next time that person has an option to either come to your restaurant or go to some other restaurant where he or she doesn't know that they're going to follow those three R's, they're more than likely going to choose you. We fear the unknown. That other restaurant over there, I don't know if they're going to solve my problem, so I'd rather go to the restaurant where I know that they're going to solve my problem.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly I'm brand loyal to that restaurant.
Now, here's the thing, though. You've got to take whatever... You can't just listen to what that person said and solve it and move on, you have to say, okay, we got to find out why that steak was burned or why the delivery didn't get made, because the last thing in the world, here's where you're dead in the water, Rob, and that's if the person comes back a month later and has the same problem, and it is just something you did. If you don't solve this, and this has happened to me before, is I've gone in and they messed up, and then I went back a while later and they messed up again. Well, they didn't believe they had a problem.
Well, apparently they didn't remedy the problem properly. They may have told you they remedied the problem, but they didn't solve it completely.
But remedy is not just giving me something for my trouble. Remedy means believing, which to me is the best part of the whole experience for the business owner, because this person has identified your weak link.
I agree. Let me tell you a quick story that's kind of funny. When I was teaching at Marquette, I had all of my students write to any food packaging company of their choice, Nabisco or American Brands or Kraft or something like that, and they all sent out these letters and complained about something. Hey, my cookies were stale, or I found a bug in my box, anything like that. Every one of my students, every single student, received a letter from that company. And even the wording of those letters was very similar. It was very funny. They all followed that same recognized, oh, we're sorry you have this problem with the stale cookies. Let me tell you what we do in our factory to make sure that you receive only the freshest products in the world. They all received a very similar letter. In addition, they all got coupons for free and free that. As a part of the reinforcement of that solution, by golly, those students were living off those coupons for months.
Give us your website, Rob.
Hey, it's The Grede Company, and it's spelled GredeCompany.com.
Check it out, 10 till. More on this after these messages with Rob Grede. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.